Blog Talk Radio.
There's a gift, there's a light in your heart. You just can't contain it. When we all play our part around the world, it's just so amazing.
Welcome to Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio. It is that time again, and it's not Life Conversations Radio. This is Now Time Radio. We used to be with Life Conversations Radio, and we have moved forward now into our own station. Welcome to Now Time Radio. We have a very exciting show today, but I think we're going to take a moment to see what's happening on our station here. I'm not sure if we have technical issues or not. So hold on 1 second, and we're going to get right back to you. Okay, once again, welcome to Now Time Radio, and this is our show for today, Audrey Scott Williams, bringing to you live Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio. We have a very special guest who will be calling in any moment now, Mamouna Youssef, and we're going to be talking about Mamouna's work, her music, her passion, the legacy that she is now moving into and carrying forward, I'm sure, for generations to come. So it is my pleasure to have you on Life Now Time Radio today. So let me begin by saying that one thing that is very, very important for us on Now Time Radio is the expression of music and the arts as they relate to moving forward, our passion for peace, our passion for healing in our communities, our passion for life itself. And one of the reasons I was very excited about having Mamouna on the show today is because through her music, here's someone, Mamouna's like, you know, my daughter, my niece, my love. She's been performing all of her life. And now, as a young adult, is bringing music deep from within her through a legacy of musicians. Many of you have heard of Mountain Eagle Woman, her grandmother, and Walks on Water, formerly known as Natasha, her mom, and Mamouna. The three of them used to sing together, and oh, it was so beautiful to watch them. In fact, on the Now Time CD, there are a number of selections from their music. So Mamouna has taken all of that richness of the legacy of the three great women in her family, herself, her mom, and her grandmother, and melded all of that together into music of her generation and beyond. And Mamouna is has been nominated for Grammy Award for her work with one of the songs for Roots, and we're going to talk about that when we get her on board. But what I'd like to do right now is let's take a pause for a moment, and let's bring up Mamouna's song, Black Magic Woman. So this is one of my favorite songs on her new CD called The Blooming, and we'll be talking about that and bringing some of the music to you from The Blooming. So here we are with Black Magic Woman.
This is music. My greatest joy and deepest torment. Black Magic Woman. I'm done, you gon' testify the truth. It's that black sneak moment. Get you more skeptical. It's that thing that no teacher can teach you. You ain't born with it, then you'll never reach. It's that thing you don't want your man to know about. Cause he's a good man, you sure to turn out.
You told me.
Black Magic Woman, Mamuna Youssef. Wow, Mumu Fresh, welcome to Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio. Wow, Mamuna, from a young girl to a woman who is doing it and even has that sense of the blues. Woo,
right.
I'm telling you. All right, you got to tell me, what birthed that song? I know it's a story behind it.
Behind Black Magic Woman?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I wanted to do a blues song. The feeling that you get, you know, when listening to the blues, even better when performing the blues, is nothing really comparable. It's really that place where, like, spirituality and sexuality meet with a perfect union. And my family is from LaFleur and Slaughter County, Mississippi. So I started talking to a producer friend of mine. I said, you know, I got this song that I'm trying to get out. I'm trying, you know, to figure out how to convey this thing. And so he put together, you know, this track for me. So I kind of listened to it. I said, okay. Then I called a few musician friends of mine over, and we just started vibing on it, grooving on it, and it just felt so good. And, you know, as I was writing these lyrics, I was laughing at myself. I said, oh, my God, where is this coming from? but the music and the woman are really one and the same. And it's funny because I met a spiritual teacher. He's a Toltec master from Mexico. And when he gave me a reading, one of the things that he said to me was, you have to stop living separate lives. And I was saying, well, what does that mean? What are you saying? He said, because when you do spiritual music, you assume a certain position. And then when you do sensual music, you assume a different position, and you don't believe that the two are the same.
Wow.
And you will never be at peace until you realize why they are the same and how they are the same and are at peace with them occupying the same space. And I didn't know what to say about that. But as time has gone on, performing that song in particular and some other pieces from the album, I understand. I'm still learning, but I'm coming to understand exactly what he meant by that sacred play, that middle ground where your sensuality is not a sense of embarrassment for you the way, like, religion makes you feel, you know?
Religion does
make you feel very ashamed of your sexual being when you had nothing to do with why you're a sexual being. God decided
exactly.
That for you.
Trying to fix
so,
God's
yeah.
design.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, an important piece, I think, in the Western world, one of the things we find is that always that tendency to want to categorize everything and treat everything as a separate thing.
Yes.
You know? And I think what we're finding now as we're opening up, you know, of course, this age that we're in and where we're headed, as we are becoming more and more revealed in our own humanness and our own humanity, then those boxes are starting to break down. And in truth, what you're saying and what wisdom that was is that we find that spirituality isn't something we put on a shelf, but rather it's in everything we do. Yeah,
yeah.
Very powerful. Well, let's take a moment. I just had to ask that because I tell you, it's hard to say what's a favorite song of mine on this new album, Zoom. But I have to tell you, this is right up there at the top for me. This is, there are about three that are my absolute favorite, but whenever I listen to this one, my head starts bobbing and all that. So I love it. It just reaches, like you said, it's that real soul, down-home, funky soul, you know? So anyway,
thanks.
Mamuna, welcome. You know, it is such an honor for me to have you on Peace Talks on
Lifetime
Radio.
Hey, run back in. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's such an honor to have you on the show because truly I've seen you go from a little girl to a beautiful, elegant, confident woman. And I know that, you know, I remember you could never be anywhere and not be singing, you know, whether we were in a car driving somewhere or
right.
at home or wherever you were, you always had a song. And I think all of us who knew you as a child knew that you would emerge into this incredible artist. And not only an artist, but your passion for family, community, and spirit certainly appeared to be, you know, grounding you in the legacy of who you are. And I think you're going to impact generations to come. So with that being said, let's talk about what music means to you, honey. What does it mean to you, and where do you want to take your music? I mean, I look at the list of people that you sung with now. You know, it's like, well, rather than say all the people you sung with, I should just try to mention a few you have not sung with, you know, because the list is just continuing to grow from Jill Scott to Erykah Badu, Mos Def, The Roots, of course, where you got your Grammy nomination for Don't Feel Right, your writing participation in that Mama. I mean, I could go on and on. But who are you, Mamuna, and how does music express that?
Well, I am taking one of my first song, The Bloomin'. I am what I am, effortlessly relevant, everything I've ever been. I am but a grain of sand. But no, I am really a culmination of all my experiences, of the continuation of the legacy of Mountain Eagle Woman, my grandmother, and my mother, Walks on Water. You know, listen to those two names. you know, I think for me, a lot of things. The music is personal therapy for me. It's also a channel from which my passion for community and just to want to see, to like honestly, sincerely want to see this world be better, be more loving, be just a place where children can be safe, to grow up, to have support. I'm a mother now myself, and I'm feeling the need for that more than ever. And I like to, not even like to, but it's something I have to do, to use my music for that reason, because music is that thing, particularly vocal music, is thing that connects with all beings, whether if you consider yourself a music lover or not. Music is something that at some point in your life has affected you in some way. And because it's my, I feel like it's my calling since I've been a baby. This is all I've ever wanted to do. And it's not even really an option to use it for social change and for social progress. Because that's my passion, you know, and so it's like, so to be able to use my calling to fulfill my passion is, you know, is the only way that I could ever see it being done. And it's a difficult route. It's a difficult route because I tell you, man, all day long I hear people say, well, you know, if you do it a little bit differently, you know, just do the mainstream thing for a while, and then later on you can kind of sprinkle in some of the positivity. And And it's like, what does that mean? How could it's not anything to sprinkle. It's like the times that we're in right now, it's like you have to make a choice, and you have to stand by that choice and see it through to the end. It's, you know, we don't have time to just be about self. It's, man. So,
yeah.
You know, we're knee deep in it for better or for worse, whatever comes out of it.
Well, I think that's one of the things that I hear in your music, Mamuna, and certainly when I see how you flow in your music, you know, sort of this revolutionary, evolutionary being that you are and that you bring into the music. And to me, that's the gift that we get to receive. You know, I have this saying that I don't know where I picked it up along the way, but kind of doing things outside of the norm myself. And I just say, well, when people say, well, you should do it this way, I said, those that can do and those that can't criticize. So, you know, I'm glad that you haven't listened to those voices, because the music world and I think the world in general would have missed a lot had you chosen that route and not held true to your roots. And, you know, you're talking about Mountain Eagle Woman and Walks on Water, and I know all of that runs through you, and I don't think you could have walked away. You know,
right.
It's like this cord that is your, it's your power base. And,
right.
the more you're into your music, the more you mature, continue to mature in your music, I think that chord is only going to get stronger and reach, like I said, forward to many, many generations to come. So you hold on to what you know, my dear, because you're doing it. And those that are on the sidelines will always have something to say about how you could. Just invite them to do their thing. I want you to set up our next song called The Knowing. You mentioned Walks on Water, your mom, mm-hmm. my dear loving sister. What is The Knowing about? And then we're going to segue right into The Knowing.
Well, the background melody that you hear was one that came to me in meditation. I just kept hearing it was a... sweet. I just kept hearing it over and over again, and I was singing it. And the more I sang it, the more I just started to cry and cry and cry. And I was in the middle of finishing the album, and honestly, I had it in my mind. I said that it was going to be a different album. It was going to be more of like a hip-hop blues album. And, you know, the music decided for itself what it wanted to be. It really did. Every time I would listen back to the recording, I said, huh, okay, but that's not what I set out to create, but I like that too. And so I just started recording it with the drum. I played the native drum on it, and I asked Jabari, I said, come in, you know, so he recorded a djembe drum on there. And I was saying, you know, I wasn't sure I wanted to do with it. I looked at it as being like a moment of reckoning, like somewhere in the middle to later part of the album, after you've heard so much of, you know, different vibes and heard information and this different things, to just stop for a second and breathe and just get whatever it would be that God would have for you. Just that moment mm-hmm. that we all had to take in life of just like, of letting everything just kind of settle. And now, okay, now mm-hmm. we're back into the grind or the flow of life.
And you come back and really hit everybody hard on those last two
right.
songs, right?
Right, yeah. So I told my mom, I said, Mom, listen, I said, what do you hear over here? Do you hear any? Because my mother's been writing a lot of poetry. And I'm actually about to produce
yes.
her album that's going to be a mixture of poetry and singing. But her poetry
you know,
has been incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, next week, Moona, we're going to have Walks on Water on Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio, so sort of
awesome.
Bringing that other aspect. Yeah, so, and don't forget now, we got to talk about three generations, but let's take a moment and let's bring up The Knowing, okay? Here is
okay.
The Knowing from Moona's new CD called The Blooming.
Listen, listen, and remember. Remember when the sound of birds singing wrapped itself around your heart so tenderly that you became soft and moist and liquid as a tear. And that tear became a rushing river that knew no boundaries. It tore your shoreline loose as it ran freely through every cell in your body, then exploded into light. And that light became the joy in all things. Love became the knowledge of
choice to sit and criticize or engage in change. Let's choose to engage and change the world one step at a time here on Peace Talks on Malchime Radio. Welcome back to Peace Talks on Malchime Radio. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams. My very, very special guest in studio is Mamouna Moo-Moo Fresh Youssef. Mamouna has just released her new album, The Blooming, and I'll tell you right now, you need to go to Moo-Moo Fresh, MUMUFresh.com, and check out all the information on Mamouna and her new album release, and you need to buy it. I'm telling you right now, you need to buy this album. There's nothing like it, and I'm really honored to have an opportunity to have one of my cheerings. You know, we ran around. And we had an incredible family. Your mom walks on water, and Mama Rashida, and Uncle John, all us adults trying to run you kids all over the at least the East Coast during the days of uprising, and we had a lot of fun, and now we get to sit back and see the fruits of that.
But absolutely.
Of course you had so much, Mamouna.
I think about that all the time, that really is the reason that I do the work that I do right now, like, you know, that's exactly the reason, like. And I'm so grateful for the work and the time and the effort that you all put in, because I know it was extremely difficult, because I'm doing it right now with my son, and this stuff is not easy. But it's like you have to be committed and know that it's going to make a difference in who they're going to be. Like it is, it's like the difference between, you know, their success and their demise is crazy, just their sense of who they are and what their purpose is. Man, I can't thank y'all enough for all your hard work.
Hey, we would do it all again just to see what we're seeing now, I'm telling you. But let's talk, Mamouna. One of the things that I really enjoyed witnessing was the music between your grandmother, Mountain Eagle Woman, your mom, Walks on Water, and yourself. How did that shape you? I mean, that must have been incredible. Did you have a sense of it as a child, of the amazing opportunity that moment was providing?
I don't think I did. I just thought they were keeping me from playing. But, man, you know, even my grandma, she accomplished what she set out to accomplish when she said, it's necessary for you all to spend a certain amount of time a day learning about your culture and practicing your culture on a day-to-day basis and traveling, you know, throughout the United States. Another thing about it, how the Native culture can be used in today's societies. Things, what's going on with the climate change convention in South Africa, to me, one of the biggest reasons why, you know, besides financial reasons, but the biggest reason why America doesn't want to make a change, because we are so disconnected with the earth. It would be, you know, devastating to all the illusions we've created for ourselves, and to have to once again reconnect with the earth and to live in a different way that's more conducive and less wasteful. It's an indigenous lifestyle that we ended up having to go back to after we have considered ourselves to become more civilized and advanced. Now we have to go back to indigenous lifestyle in order to survive, you know?
Mamouna, hold on 1 second. I don't know if you moved or what, but you're breaking up online.
Can you hear me?
There you go. Yes.
Okay, I went inside because there was noise out here. But, yeah, so just in terms of us having to go back to an indigenous lifestyle to preserve the earth for the next generations. I mean, this is what my grandmother had been talking about all along, was honoring the lifestyle of the indigenous people. They knew how to take care for the earth and how to live with the earth in order to preserve it for the next 7 generations and more. So that's what, you know, everyone is about to have to learn if we want to survive on planet Earth.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we see, I know, in walking across this country and around the world, you know, you see how power and greed have compromised our Earth Mother,
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even the way we are dealing with our food and the disparities among those who have and those who have not and the impact
mm-hmm.
that's had on health. So, you know,
right.
since you mentioned that, I know you talked on one of your pieces about GMOs.
Right.
What's the passion for you on that? And for those who are listening who may not know, we're talking about genetically modified foods. Why did you put that in your music?
Well, I guess it really started as a dream one time about these two names. And a lot of times my dreams have been pretty prophetic, so I normally take them seriously. And these two, so in the dream, someone was saying to contact these two people, they're booking agents. So when I woke up, I researched, I looked online, Googled these two names, and they, in fact, are real people. They are not booking agents, but they are researchers that study the effects of fluoride on the human brain. And somewhere in that document, it led me to a company called Monsanto. So I didn't know anything about this company at all. So I clicked on and I started to read and read and read. And the more I read, the more angry I got, because I know a lot of vegetarians, elders who have made huge impacts on my life, who have died of all types of cancer. And I've been thinking to myself, well, they were the healthiest of us all. How did they die of cancer? And the more I read about genetically modified organisms and how the lasting effects have not, we don't know what the lasting effects are, and how some researchers have been linking it to cancer and linking it to behavioral disorders in children and different things like that, you know, I just started to get really upset. I felt like the last sacred thing left, a vegetable, you know, is not even safe anymore.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I just wanted to say, Mamoon, and then I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to make a note here, you know, just sort of a slash mark behind your statement. Monsanto, everyone needs to be, get online, you know, do your research. What is GMO
right.
and how does Monsanto fit into this? Because, you know, in a lot of countries, Mamoon, what we found is certain countries now are banning GMO seeds.
Yes.
But here in the United States, you know, the GMO companies have carte blanche. Nobody's stopping it. And
right.
so other countries are recognizing that, wait a minute, maybe we made a mistake. We need to back up here.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying, you know, between the cancers, between the behavioral issues, the breakdown of the autoimmune systems,
yes.
All of that is happening. And who can even estimate the impact on the long range of food chain? So,
right.
as well as the, you know, Mother Earth and our bodies, because these are seeds, number one, that don't even reproduce. So, you know, there's
mm-hmm.
definitely something there. So I want to thank you for including those kinds of things in your music, because the message has to get out there. And I think it has to come through
right.
our music, through our, you know, everything that we do whenever we have the opportunity. But
Absolutely.
I want to segue back to your grandmother, your mother, and yourself,
mm-hmm.
and three generations, which now has taken, now that Mountain Eagle Woman is now one of our blessed ancestors,
mm-hmm.
you kept that energy going, though, right, for three generations?
We did. I think, you know, we stopped for a while after my grandmother had first passed. I think my mother was mourning quite a bit. And maybe about 4 years ago, after my son had been born, and I was more than exhausted with the music business and trying to fit in and realizing that that just was not going to work. My mother and I, and also Navasha from Fertile Ground, we just began singing together, singing the traditional songs, the native songs, the spirituals again, and the healing had not gone anywhere. You know, it was my grandmother's idea for us to sing these songs and to travel and to cultivate this energy through our voices, through the harmonies, a cappella harmonies. And that energy had not dissipated at all. It was stronger even. And so, you know, we put the group back together and we got in the studio to record the Three Generations album. So we recorded the EP, which is also available on Bandcamp. You can get it through the website, moonwoofresh.com. And now we're working on the LP that should be finished sometime soon. And I mean, that's a magical, it's a magical group. Someone was telling me, well, how many groups do you have? Well, how are you doing all these different careers? And I'm saying, it's not like that. This Three Generations is just an energy.
you know, that I am a part of. It's in my bloodline. And it's healing. It's healing for me. It's healing for the audience. It's healing for all the members in the group. And one of the things my grandmother said to me after she passed was that this music will be a roadmap home. So the first record, we called it Journey Home, that we would leave it here.
Mm-hmm.
And this would help people find their way back. That's what she said. So, you know, mm-hmm. it was on me to then put it into a form where people would be able to find it after we were gone.
Wow. That's a pretty awesome statement right there. Wow. I mean, I really felt it. I could feel Mountain Eagle Woman coming through you and the power of that, you know. So then Three Generations, you focused your energy on that. I'm sure that helped to nurture you in your own healing as you went forward.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And then how did the Bloom come about?
Well, I had been wanting to record this album, and I'd been talking with a couple of labels, and it, you know, it wasn't working because there was no label that would have the courage to release an album like this. It was the thought of it was extremely scary for every you know, company that I spoke with about it. I had this vision to do a concert, a birthday party concert, on my 25th birthday, and we did this performance, and it was nothing short of magical. I mean, half the audience was in trance. Like, people told me afterwards, like, I don't know what happened that night.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened that night. But there was a brother who was in the audience, and after the performance, you know, he said he wanted to talk, and I talked to him about it. He said, I want to fund this project.
Wow.
This what happened tonight, I want to fund people being able to have this experience in their homes. And
wow.
That's how the creation of the Bloomin' started to happen. We just started recording, you know, that experience.
Wow. I tell you, you know, do what you love and the money will follow.
Right.
And a lot of times people think, you know, I can't do what I love. You mentioned it earlier. You know, I have to do what's acceptable and then make the money and then I can do what I want. But
right.
Here, you know, do what you love and the money will follow. You know, you might have a few bumps along the way to get there, but once you're there and you're totally unbought, unsold, you're living your truth, and that truth is passing through everything that you do, you know. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So how did you choose that title for the CD?
Well, one of the producers, Odyssey produced the first track on there, The Blooming. When he sent it to me, that was the name of the track, The Blooming. And so I was going to change it to I Am. And then once the album finished creating itself, I listened to it and I said, you know what? The Blooming will be a very fitting title because it is something that's becoming, like the music to me. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Oh, no problem. The music to me felt so much like a living thing. You know, it was as multifaceted as life is. And I feel like I'm in a constant state of becoming, you know. I won't be the same next year, you know. I may not be the same next month. So I kind of wanted to give it that, you know, that present tense of being in the present, you know, position of being made over, you know, just in that moment, not knowing what I'm going to become, but I'm becoming, in the, you know.
So, you know, you stepped right into the next question I wanted to ask you. You've had your big 25th birthday bash, and you got your new CD out. You produced, you all produced the Three Generations music. So what's ahead? What's your dream or what passion is pushing you forward now in terms of your own musical expression, which I see as an artist and a producer, a writer, you know, singer, everything. What passion is driving you now?
Well, I think this moment I'm in the process of learning more instruments and learning more equipment. I really right now I want to play the piano. I mean, I used to play when I was a kid and I stopped for a while, but I want to, there's certain emotions that I want to get out without lyric. So I'm in the process of just studying and learning that craft. I just took my son back out of school again, so I am teaching him at home again, and I am planning for the world tour that I know Spirit has in store for me, and I look forward to being able to travel and continue to study new forms of, not music, but just expression. I've been hearing in my mind, I'm just drawn to there some other scales out there that can evoke different responses and different spiritual awakenings. So I'm looking for those chords and those scales. So I'm kind of, I'm in a space of just wanting to learn and absorb, you know, before I start working on the next album. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm certainly going to be looking forward to it. I want to take a moment for just a couple of announcements, and I'll give you my next question so you can think about it, because this one I think is very important. Not that they all aren't, but this one is you impacting the future. And so my last question is, for all these young artists coming up, and, you know, I believe that the arts is one of the very few places now that truth is able to be expressed. So I'm a real proponent of supporting anybody where I can, to encouraging them to hold on to the artist that's within them, because I really think this time is what we're being called to do, is create. So having come, you know, being the old woman that you are in the music industry, I say that because it's a real honoring of your maturity. Not many people at your age, Mamuna, have the maturity and sense of self in relationship to their art that you express. Okay, so that really a statement of honor to you. But I want you to think about what message, what message you want to bring forward for the next generation. So we have just a few minutes left. I need to make a few announcements. I want to hear your answer to that, and then we're going to go out on the show with, you know what song, you should probably be able to guess what song I'm going to play. It's going to be Wake Up. How about that?
All right.
Is that a good one to end with? All right.
It is.
So you listening to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams. My guest in studio today is Mamuna Youssef, MumuFresh.com. You definitely want to visit her website. You want to know more about Mamuna, this great artist who really has stepped into the universe of music and pulling the music from the spheres and bringing it up from deep in Mother Earth and impacting many, many generations to come. She will be on this world stage for a long time with so much to give. So MumuFresh.com, visit it, download her new album, The Blooming, and let's help move this album all the way around the world so that, you know, a year from now we're going to be having the world concert featuring Mamuna Fresh Youssef. So thank you for listening.
Absolutely.
To Downtime Radio. Those of you who have been familiar with us know that Now Time Radio is the radio station where we are planted in the present but looking forward into the future, knowing that time and space are shifting and everything that we do in the moment is affecting generations before us and generations ahead of us. And with each decision we're making in this moment, we are affecting the future of the world. So welcome back to our conversation with Mamuna. Mamuna, you ready to answer that question? Okay.
Yeah, I think the message that I would say is to trust your intuition, to speak your truth, and then be completely fearless after that. Have no fear.
Mm.
Have no fear, you know. Man, yep, have no fear. There's no reason.
No fear. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so that's an important thing. You know, one of the things that I often hear from not just young people, you know, everybody on this path trying to figure it out and figure out how to stay in their integrity as they journey their path of truth is, you know, how to handle a society or a culture that doesn't honor that. You know, we have,
right.
we have a culture that's built, and your songs often speak to that, mm-hmm. are not necessarily based on truth. It's
right.
more centered around power and greed. So how do you navigate that? And I wanted to say thank you for at least providing a roadmap for people to follow, especially young artists. And I think that we're going to see, Mamoun, I don't know, maybe you could speak to this. I think we're going to see a lot more young artists self-producing, producing each other. You know, maybe we should just...
It's happening already. I mean, the music industry crashing is the best thing that could have ever happened to art,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it has leveled the playing field. The fact that artists can buy equipment and record for fairly cheap and then distribute their own music by themselves online and the fan base, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. I mean, I think there are so many young artists that are about to come and speak the truth with no fear. It's going to be, I'm hopeful for the future. It's going to be good.
Absolutely. Mamoun, thank you so much for sharing the wisdom, well as your music on Now Time Radio today. And I look forward to Walks on Water, and we're going to listen to some of her poetry and get some of her wisdom in the airwaves on next Friday. So I want to thank you again for being the woman that you are, and your son is truly blessed because he gets to start where you are. You know, he doesn't have to go back. Start at the beginning.
Right.
I told him out there on stage with you and everything, and that's beautiful. So give him a big kiss for me. Give your mom a hug. And
I will.
And the whole family. Okay, honey?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
And we'll get you back on the show maybe down the road, and you can share some more of your wisdom with our listening audience.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, honey. Have a great day. All right, you've been listening to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. Just wanted to take a moment and say that on Sunday nights, listen for The Sound of Synchronicity featuring our producer here on Peace Talks, Nakua Ray, who is an incredible artist and wisdom carrier and teacher himself. So Sundays, you want to listen out for Sound Synchronicity. It comes on at 9 p.m., and so we look forward to this Sunday and all the wisdom that will be shared by our brother Nakua Ray. And then on Wednesday, starting this Wednesday, we're going to get back in the flow. We've had a little bit of, kind of give and take on wisdom teachings of the grandmothers just because of all the adjustment back into being home after this walk. We're going to begin every week wisdom teachings of the grandmothers that will air on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. And then again, next Friday, we'll be back with Peace Talks on Now Time Radio with another special guest, Walks on Water, and we'll be listening to her music, her poetry, and her beautiful laughter. Thank you very much for being with us today. We're going to end our show with a song, a wake-up song from the blooming Mamouna Youssef's album, and it is called Wake Up.
Testing on innocent lives. Disease and disaster can
Now Time Radio.